Over the next decade, the National Renewable Energy Lab predicts that solar panels will cover nearly 3 million acres in the U.S. When large-scale solar farms are developed, they can end up shifting the local environment. Our South Central Idaho reporter Rachel Cohen tells us how the lab is working on a new project in Twin Falls and how hopes for that project are to create a thriving ecosystem while supporting renewable energy.
Over a dozen rows of blue solar panels stand in a grassy lot. This is the new solar field opened by Cliff Bar. The panels will produce about a third of the energy needs for the company's manufacturing plant. The National Renewable Energy Lab, also called NREL, is studying which plants grow best around solar panels and which ones bring the pollinators with them. Their Cliff Bar site is one of 25 across the country.
So we were going to do 25-meter transects and do them every 50 centimeters.
Here, the NREL team members, along with Brenda Beattie, the lead biologist, and some volunteers, begin setting up their equipment to measure the vegetation.
So the first thing you do is you align this, and it doesn't have to be absolutely precise, just pretty close.
Beattie levels the laser pointer, which shoots a red light toward the ground. When it lands on the plant, she bends down to identify it.
And is that a weed? What is that?
Clover?
Yeah, broadleaf weed.
There's not much to see yet, but as the plants grow, the team will come back.
To best understand which of the flower species that were planted are actually going to thrive in this partial shade environment.
That's because, Macknick says, a solar field makes for a unique growing environment.
Because you're going to have differences in the amount of sunlight that comes in, differences in soil moisture, differences in wind. All these things can affect what types of species will grow.
He says the field 50 yards away is completely different because the panels essentially create their own microclimate. Alex Cagle is a PhD student at UC Davis who studies what happens to ecosystems under solar panels. Many solar fields sit on top of cleared vegetation.
So typically upon construction, the ground is graded and the topsoil is removed, and so it's left pretty barren and exposed. And so that initially degrades the natural environment and really disrupts a lot of the local ecologies.
Then, after the panels go in, it's usually gravel, turf, or non-native grasses that fill in the ground beneath. Cagle said this can shift the chemical makeup of the soil, discouraging some plants to grow there. The Cliff Bar site is different. It's part of NREL's low-impact solar model. The goal is to implement solar in a way that not only does the least harm to the existing environment, but also creates a thriving ecosystem there. Plants, bees, birds, and all. NREL found when plants do grow in solar fields, it can actually increase the amount of energy the panels are able to soak up.
The vegetation will create a cooler microclimate underneath the panels. Those cooler conditions will actually lead to higher panel efficiencies. Having vegetation as opposed to gravel underneath solar panels will lead to higher solar output.
And pollinators thrive among the native plants, which benefits local agriculture. Rob Davis of the energy policy group Fresh Energy worked with Cliff Bar and NREL on this pollinator-friendly solar environment.
We urgently need to create acres of healthy habitat to benefit the bees, to help agriculture. You don't have Cliff Bars without pollinators.
Once the plants start coming in, NREL will keep track of the critters that come to enjoy the landscape. Davis will help spread the findings, so when other organizations move to solar, they also think of the bees. Though the project has just begun, Davis already sees signs of growth.
It's a little mason bee.
Is it?
Yeah. Excuse me.
Oh my
It's a mason bee right in that sunflower. Just taking shelter from the hardcore wind. That's great.
That is wonderful.
One day, Cliff Bar hopes to make honey from the bees that visit this solar garden. In Twin Falls, Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.